Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're in the second week of the 2018 state legislative session. Today, we welcome Secretary of South Dakota Veterans Affairs for the state, Larry Zimmerman. Secretary Zimmerman, welcome back to In the Moment.
Good morning, and thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Always a pleasure. Give us an idea of what your legislative priorities are going into the 2018 session.
Well, you know, representing 72,000 veterans, it's hard to have one priority or
right?
do one thing. But we've got a couple. We actually have three agency bills this year that are clean up, and we can go through those in a minute if you like. And then I know the Veterans Council and all the veteran service organizations are really pursuing hard an East River Veteran Cemetery. So between our agency bills and that agenda of the Veterans Council, I think it'll be a busy and hopefully productive session.
Who's on the Veterans Council?
You know, the Veterans Council is a group of service organizations, and it's six of them. The Disabled America, DAV, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, VFW, American Legion, Military Order of the Purple Heart, and Vietnam Veterans of America.
Hmm.
So those six organizations have three people, their adjutant, their commander, and one other voting member, serve on the council and then try to push agendas for service organizations. A little different than our Veterans Commission, the Governor's Veterans Commission, that tries to help with veterans' needs and issues across the state.
Sure. East River Veterans Cemetery. Why is there a need, and what is the, you know, potential for it actually, you know, becoming a reality in the state?
Well, and just so you know, that's not one of our agency bills. That's the council that has some legislators, and they're just working a draft. Our department, as per Lieutenant Governor, is helping them, you know, statistically and maybe with some of the verbiage, but you know, the Veterans Council has been trying to do this for 20-plus years. They did a presentation to the City Council of Sioux Falls last night. You know, there's two-thirds of our veterans live in the eastern part of the state. Their options now are Minnesota and our National Cemetery, beautiful, historic place, but it's out in Sturgis, so it's a long ways. So that's what the council's trying to do, give a final resting place for. But, of course, it would be a state cemetery, and there's funding involved, and so that's why you have the legislative process.
All right, let's talk about some of those agency bills. Where do you want to begin, Secretary Zimmerman?
Sure. Well, I have three of them, and they're all House bills, and so it's 1009, 1010, and 1025 are the bill numbers for those that are listening. But you know, 1009 is pretty much a cleanup of some benefits provided, and it's in our Section 32 of the codified law and helps licensing right now. You know, you can get a driver's license as a veteran, but there's certain, you know, your DD-214 that every active duty veteran knows he has, but it adds in there the guard and reserve form. So our driver permit and licensing exam places don't have to pursue other forms from a guardsman if they walk in. We slipped in the NGB-22 form that's available. And it's other verbiage cleanup, so I welcome people. It's a seven-page HB 1009 to look at what we're cleaning up, how we're doing it, and read through it and see how we're pushing to help the veterans, make it easier to get through some of that.
And in service to our listeners, if you bring your DD-214 down to the Driver's License Bureau, make sure you have both pages. Ask me how I know.
Yeah, been there, done that. I had my retiree card. And, you know, it's like many other things. There's exam stations across the state. There's multiple personnel in the exam stations.
Right.
They're very well trained, but for each one of them to know everything, sometimes it doesn't happen. But
all right, let's talk about the next House bill.
Next House bill is HB 1010, and it's actually dealing with guardsmen and reserve. It's kind of a military bill, too, because we're dealing with the guardsmen, but if you draw the border of the states, you have Minnesota folks that are in the South Dakota Guard, you have South Dakota folks that are in Minnesota Guard, and all the other surrounding states, Nebraska, Wyoming, North Dakota. This bill helps those that may be deployed or called to active duty in that it cleans up, I could read the first line, any resident of this state who is a member of any state's National Guard who is ordered active duty service by the governor of the state or the president of the United States. And it's actually, Lori, and it's helping with, I'm going to say, USERRA and many other events to cover that individual that might live in a state and be activated by another state or however that works. And so it's some verbiage change. We used to cover just state of South Dakota was in there. And we know we have members in our Guard and Reserve that are living in other states, and we have state members that are living, that are Guards members in other states. So
how does that? Yeah, how does that impact them directly then if you're, you know, crossing borders to serve?
Well, and you know, like I said, so we have a guardsman that lives in Minnesota but serves in our Air Army Guard.
Okay.
If they are activated by our governor, the Service Members Civil Relief Act of 2003, amended in 2007, and the USERRA laws pertain to them also. So we're trying to have a South Dakota law that helps cover our members that are in other states, guards and reserve, or out-of-state citizens that are in our guard and reserve.
All right, I see. Explain USERRA laws for folks who don't understand what the USERRA means.
Well, and USERRA is the acronym, and it's Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. So when somebody gets activated, mobilized, or even maybe extended state active duty like we had in the floods of 2011, our service members have rights of employment retrieval, if you will. So I leave my job, I come back a year later, I come back and they don't have my job. Well, USERRA protects that in that they have to give you a like job, like pay. And so that's what it's dealing with.
Right.
Does that make sense to you, an old Marine, Lori Walsh?
Yes. And it makes sense to other people who don't have that background. So one more.
1025, yeah. 1025 is cleaning up verbiage. We have 66 county and tribal service officers across the state. So this is a cleanup of that wording. Each county service officer who is hired after June 30th shall be a veteran, and then we put as defined by 33A2-1, which is our codified law's definition of veteran. And there were just questions. The part we lined out is who has served in the armed forces of the United States and is a citizen of the United States. Unfortunately or fortunately, the VA's got 4, 5, or 6 definitions of a veteran. The state has a couple. We want to point that as a county service officer, if you fall under 33A2-1, you can become a county service officer. I guess trying to simplify it, Lori, it's
right.
Hard to simplify codified law.
Right.
But that's what we're doing.
Right. As a department, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment, my guest, Secretary of South Dakota Veterans Affairs for the state, Larry Zimmerman. Secretary Zimmerman, aside from, you know, the actual legislative, you know, initiatives or the bills they're going through the House, you know, what's on your radar for 2018? What are sort of your big initiatives and projects?
Well, and I might point out I have an operation, you know, Lori, I've done Operation RAV, Reaching All Veterans. I've done other operations. And the current one is Operation CARS, C-A-R-S. And CARS is Calling All Returning Service Members. There's and I'll give you an acronym, and I won't give you the name of it, or give you the name. It's CRIDRS, C-R-I-D-R-S. And I'm getting a report now monthly that names each and every returning service member from active duty retirement active duty deployments, active duty schools. It can have 150 names on it. Well, I'm calling each one of those each month, thanking them for their service, welcoming them back to South Dakota. It could be a retiree or somebody that just finished 6 years in the Navy, and then pointing them to our county and tribal service officer, and if they have any needs, to please get a hold of them, give them their business name, phone numbers. And I think it's important because we've let some of those drop through the cracks in the past, haven't had this great report, and it's a great way to welcome home our service members.
Secretary Larry Zimmerman, thank you so much for your time, and we'll welcome you back anytime on In the Moment.
And I thank you, and looking forward to a fantastic 2018 legislative session.